Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, on this marvelous Monday morning.
Hallelujah. That's it.
You know, we started yesterday talking about the fact that 7 keys to pray for money. We're going to continue that today, how to effectively pray for more money. Because there are times in our lives when we just need more money.
That's right.
We're not being prophetic, presumptuous, or provocative. Sometimes we just need more money. We're going to share with you the keys that we talked about, the 7 keys on how to pray for more money. We're going to do a brief review first, and then we'll finish the teaching today. Number one, be in right standing with God. Some of God's children want to be in His presence without spending time necessary to develop an intimacy with Him. Some of God's children want to be successful in life without having meditated on His Word day and night, as it says in Joshua 1:8. Some of God's children want to be blessed financially without having activated the laws of seed time and harvest. There are people who want the prosperity of God without having a relationship. It doesn't work that way. Fortunately, God keeps His own books. We must have a personal relationship with Him and an insatiable desire to spend time in His presence. Proverbs 8:32 Message Bible. Blessed a man, blessed a woman who listens to me, awake and ready for each morning, alert and responsive as I start my day's work. When you find me, you will find life, real life, to say nothing of God's good pleasure.
Mm-mm. Number two, the authority of our prayer request must be God's word. After all, that's His will. Our prayer request must fulfill the will of God. In praying for money, we need to understand how God views money. First, I'm going to run through several things here. First, God promised it. If you read Deuteronomy 8:18, we like the Amplified Bible. Second, God wants us to know where the money is coming from. You can refer to that in Ecclesiastes 5, verse 19. Third, God blesses us so we can bless other people. You can read about that in 2 Corinthians 9, verses 10 and 11. Fourth, our success gives God pleasure. And you can see that clearly, Psalm 35, 27. Fifth, God wants us to prosper in every way. You can find that in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 3. We like the Classic Amplified again. Sixth, God blesses us so we can bless other people. Acts 3, 25. And seventh, God even tells us how to become prosperous, as Harold just mentioned in Joshua 1:8.
Yes, he does.
We like that in the Classic Amplified. All of those scriptures really could be backed up with even more scripture, but that's the scriptures we gave you, and they back up everything we say.
Absolutely. Number three, there must be no unforgiveness in our hearts. There's one thing that can hinder your financial seeds from generating a proper harvest. Matthew 5:23-24, the Message Bible. This is how I want you to conduct yourself in these manners. If you enter a place of worship and about to make an offering, you suddenly remember a grudge a friend has against you, abandon your offering, leave immediately, go to this friend and make things right. Then, and only then, come back and work things out with God. Our offering will be hindered if there's offense in our hearts. It's so important that the scripture says to drop everything and deal with it immediately. Here's an absolute fact. No matter how much you need or want money in your life, if you have unforgiveness, it's not happening. Three words: repent, forgive, receive.
Number four, we must follow scriptural principles in seeking more money. Isaiah 1:16-17 in the Classic Amplified says, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Relieve the oppressed and correct the oppressor. Defend the fatherless. Plead for the widow. In this passage of scripture, as in many others really, but this puts them all together, we find seven things to do if we want to prosper financially. First, we need to wash ourselves inside and out. Second, stop looking at evil. Third, stop doing evil. Fourth, learn to do right. Fifth, bring relief to those who are oppressed. Sixth, care for the orphans. And seventh, help the widows. Isaiah 1, 16 through 19 is an amazing passage, really, of scripture, and especially in the Living Bible. So at some point, you know, I think we're going to end up, we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah,
we're going to end up teaching that section. But let's just pick up where we left off yesterday.
Sounds good. Number five, we must not limit God's ways of providing. We've ever spent one moment wondering or even worrying how God will get money to us? We've been wasting our time. God has a benefit and blessing delivery system designed for every person who ever drew a breath on planet Earth. He desires for us to be rich. That's why he gave us the power to get wealth. Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day. The New Living Translation of Deuteronomy 8:18 says in part this way, he is the one who gives you power to be successful. Deuteronomy 8:18 in the Living Bible. Always remember that it's the Lord your God who gives you the power to become rich. And the Message Bible version of Deuteronomy 8:18 says, remember that God, your God, gave you the strength to produce all this wealth. Make no mistake, your enemy wants you broke, busted, and disgusted. But God, I like that, honey. But God does not. He wants each of us prosperous and not worrying about money. Over the years, I've walked into seven different bank vaults, at least ones I can remember. Wachovia Bank and Trust, Southern Bank and Trust, First Union Bank and Trust, North Carolina National Bank, Bank of America, South Trust Bank, and Wells Fargo. I'm sure these banks, I'm sure in these bank vaults all contain millions and millions of dollars.
Back in the day.
But none of them can compare with the Bank of Heaven, which our Heavenly Father wants to open to us. You never have to wonder, Lord, how are you going to get this money to me? He's God. He can get it to you however he chooses, using whomever he chooses, or whatever method he chooses. How's he gotten money to you before? Things like promotions at work, increased sales, unexpected inheritance, large commissions, better opportunities, increased value of real estate, rising gold and silver prices. Stop trying to figure out how God will get money to you. Just start accepting the fact that he will and begin expecting it today.
Number six, if we give money, we must expect money in return. I'm talking expectation here. The scripture is really clear. We will reap what we sow. Galatians 6:7 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions, or by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God. For whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap. So if you're sowing apple seeds, you're going to reap apples. If you're sowing love, you're going to reap love in return. If you sow kindness, you're going to reap kindness. If you sow money, you will reap a financial harvest. Everything you sow reproduces after its own kind. That's what the Bible says, as clearly in Genesis 1, verse 12. Genesis 1:12 says, "And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after his kind. And God saw that it was good." God saw that everything reproducing after its own kind was good. God saw and planned sowing and reaping, and he thought it was good. You can read it in Genesis 8:22. Genesis 8, verse 22 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." And simply said right here, you sow, you reap. The Bible is clear. If we sow, we will reap. However, the opposite is true. If we don't sow, we won't reap. And whatever we do sow is what it is that we will reap. You know, if you've ever given away groceries, that's sowing groceries. And you know what? You'll reap groceries. If you put money seed into the kingdom, then you're going to reap money. It's not that hard to understand, because the point of it is everything reproduces after what has been planted.
Absolutely. Number 7, we must not doubt, or we will do without. One of the enemy's greatest weapons is to create doubt in the minds of each of us about the promises of God.
That's right.
But understand this, doubting is not of God. Mark 11:23, "For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." You know, there are certain things in that verse you need to underline, like, "shall not doubt in his heart, he shall have whatsoever he saith." If you shall not doubt, you can have whatever you say. Underline those in your Bible. However, if you doubt in your heart, you will never possess what you say or do. James 1, verses 5 through 7. James 1, 5 through 7 offers 5 amazing points. Consider these. First, if you need wisdom, ask him. He'll give it to you. Second, ask in faith. Third, don't doubt. Fourth, doubters are unstable. And fifth, doubters will never receive anything from God. James 1:7 in the New Living Translation puts it this way. Such people, doubters, should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. If you're praying for money, you do well to focus on the 7 keys that we've discussed yesterday and today.
Amen.
It'll be a huge blessing to you. Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com. If you've been blessed with the teaching or the ministry, click on the button that says "Sow a Seed." Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.